And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
That was NoFX doing I'm Telling Tim off of an old 7-inch of theirs, which seems to have disappeared. Because Hal had it. It's called it's called Fuck the Kids. And this is the 25th anniversary of MRR Magazine and 30th anniversary of MRR Radio special.
Holy shit.
Wow. Fuck. So I guess it's something that doesn't get mentioned often. The intro is... by Tim Yohannan, and that's why it's Tim and the Gang, even though Tim passed away in 1998. But he's the founder of MRR and started the show in 1977 on KPFA in Berkeley. And it became a syndicated radio show with a bunch more DJs like Jello Biafra and Ruth Schwartz and Jeff Bale and many others. And that crew got together and decided to start a magazine. And so that's the story behind that. I guess we're just trying to pay homage and respect, have a little party, and have some fun, right?
Yeah!
Yes! Okay. I had a lot more I want to talk about, but I'll have more time towards the end of the show. Towards the end of the show also will be a little mini interview I did with Dave of MDC, who was the cover model of the first issue of Maximum Rock and Roll. But right now, we'll get into playing some music, because that's what we're here for on MRR Radio.
And I thought we were just talking.
Oh, we can just talk. The whole gang's here today, which is totally unprecedented. me, Paul, Hal, Fred, and Rob, and Layla are all here for the first time ever together, which is pretty fucking cool. And it took some wrangling. It's really hard to get everybody in one place at the same time.
Maybe we could twist Zoe's arm to do a set a little later, too.
And we've got Zoe hanging out. Probably mainly because there's free beer. And the hummus, of course. It's all about the hummus. No, I don't have much else to say, but I think Hal, since it's your set, maybe you want to give us a little something.
Jill Jiggity. Yeah, I guess I got into punk right around the first of Maximum Rock and Roll releases. And my sets, all this local stuff that came out right around when I started getting into punk rock in 1982.
1743.
Yeah, that was close. But anyways, I remember when all these records came out, and the first song is going to be Los Olvidados doing Pay Salvation off Not So Quiet on the Western Front, Maximum Rock and Roll comp back in fucking way back in the day, 1982 most likely. Yeah,
all
I mean,
right.
That's... do it.
Start button? Okay.
Start it up.
Sunday morning, you just got out. Don't turn your TV. I'm always there on every channel. There's no escape from me. I know you're feeling guilty, but the fun you had last night. And now it seems the perfect time to pray and find your fight. Pay salvation. Pay salvation. Nickels and the dollar bill, whatever you can afford. Last year I made a new voice, the name of Christ the Lord. I know
know you're afraid of God, and I know what I can sell. I know you'll send me what you get, or I keep you out of hell. Space salvation. Space salvation. Salvation, today is the day. Take it out of your pocket and put it on the tray. Pay salvation by cash or by charge. Send me a check or I'll make your card. Pay salvation, it's a part of your role. And after all, I'm saving your soul. Pay salvation, you owe it to God. Send it to me so it doesn't. Fill what heaven's been afford. Let your arm in a new world's worth and then I'm like the rod. I know you're a brand of God, I know what I can sell. I know you'll send me what you get if I keep you out of hell. Space salvation. Space salvation.
money or living for the US of A. Nothing ever changes, they just take it away. Now in this country, all things are given numbers and names, and all the members of society are dogs with slavery of money and pain. Every time that I see my face, I think of all the time that's gone by, and I realize that my life is not done yet. I know I cannot change everything. Every time that I think of all the lies that try to shape my life, I turn around and I see myself screaming, that's not for me! I don't need to torture another for the things that I need. I won't fight in a war manufactured for the weapon state. Take a good look, take a real good look at all the things you've learned since you've grown up. And so you realize in the fake that you now like to know just when I should fade. Something the destruction of theirs. How can we watch it happen? Where will we make the most up? Now I should stick together. Let's stick together. I know we only can win. It's our world against the death. Death of stupidity and bureaucracy. Every time you walk the streets, you can feel the sound of every punk's heartbeat. All your friends that you know you can trust will always trust you. Can I steal your faith? I'll just change it all and make a wrong try. Can I touch your face? Life is no parasite to me.
Yes, all right.
Dong.
Dong, of course. That was Code of Honor, Be Fighting Still. I remember when that split with their old band, Six Pleasure, came out. It's like an awesome record. Anyways, before that was Pariah doing Blind Resistance off their Youth of Age record, which came out in 82 too. And that features Ray Lujan, the old stalwart here at Maximum Rock and Roll, pop punk aficionado and A's fan. Before that, actually, last time I saw him was at the A's game. Before that was Part-Time Christians doing Gutter Ball, and they were at a rival high school from me, and that was off their Rock and Roll is Disco album. And previous to that was Social Unrest, Rat in a Maze, and that was the Mental Breakdown, a very fine record. And I started things off with Los Olvidados doing Pay Salvation, that was on the Maximum Rock and Roll comp. And yeah, those are all fucking old as dirt, and that's just
and that makes you older than dirt.
Hells yeah. But 25 years of radio for me, or for the magazine, and blah blah blah. Next we got Fred. What's going on, Fred?
Nobody could have said it better, Hal.
Hey guys, all right, well, I got a set here of a couple of records here that actually have a theme to my set this time, which is different than almost every hold the phone, which is different than almost every set I've played in the last year. And it's just a bunch of records that I immediately associate with Maximum Rock and Roll. Like this piece of vinyl that I'm holding right here, the first thing that I think of is something involved with Maximum Rock and Roll. And the first one I'm going to start off with here is the Fuckboys' Rock and Roll Problem, which is a song that I played on the first show that I ever played on the radio here with Hal. And I played this song, and it goes for a really long time, so be warned. But it's awesome. It's really cool. And but yeah, I played this song in that set, and I remember for some reason being so nervous. I don't know why. Is this pre-recorded? There's like no people you're like in front of when you're doing all this, but I was like so nervous. And
I was trying to intimidate you.
Yeah, he kept on giving me these mean looks and pretending he was about to hit me when I was gonna change records. It was really weird. But yeah, and then I told my friends, like, dude, I was on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio the other day. And then they all listened to it and all made fun of me for, like, 2 weeks for being this, like, nervous sissy
Nelly.
Guy. Yeah. But anyway, enough talk. And
roll
on
rock.
To rock and roll problems. We'll be right back. Set here. That was Beyond Pink with Walking Bajamaja. Yes.
What lies beyond pink?
Apparently, guns hanging from barbed wire. Anyway, okay.
Let's get back to pink.
Before that,
pink rules.
We listened to the Markmen with Don't Lose It. which I listened to here for the first time, making a mixtape. And
can we dedicate "Don't Lose It" to Hubs?
Yes. Who apparently had a great night last night.
He's missing a few hours though, and hasn't
and
been
glasses,
seen.
And yeah, and
missing hours, glasses, cell phone, and wallet. But hey,
no, he has his wallet, just not the money in his wallet, right? I don't know. I heard this third person. Anyway, before that we had Kamikaze with "I Hate Kids," and we started it off with the Fuck Boys. Rock and Roll Problem. And who's going next year, Rob?
That would be me, Rob. All right.
Rob, what's your name, Rob?
What's my name? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to try to not be too long-winded here, but I do have to tip my hat, if you will, to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio when I was a young chap back in Richmond, Indiana, tuning in to Earlham College Radio, which is the radio station that I was introduced to punk rock on. After I had listened to it a few times, I caught that they were playing this foreign show to me. I was like, what is this music? And they were playing Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, yes, all the way back in Indiana. And it set the seeds for my love of punk rock, not only domestic, but of course internationally. And that still lives on today. I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but it is true. And
this is the time of cheese, Rob.
This is the time of cheese. I like cheese. In fact, I was just eating some brie cheese, but okay. So anyway, thanks to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, who would have thought so many years later that I'd be sitting here playing tunes for Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. It's pretty cool. Anyway, so my set is going to revolve around bands that were featured on photos of some of the original issues, or should say early issues, of Maximum Rock and Roll. So I'm going to start out actually with MDC. And Dave was actually, I think Paul mentioned earlier, he was on the very first issue of Maximum Rock and Roll cover. He was the feature model, as Paul said earlier, which I liked quite a bit. And this is going to be MDC from their first full length, Doing Business on Parade.
We don't want you to miss a shove and buy. We don't want you to go say bye or die. Business is on parade. Corporate scam charade. Trials for the poor. Roots of rubber soul. Coming for the rich. Promise of a bitch. Don't be with the bosses, dude, don't be with the same. All they're gonna do is fuck you, get fat on their pay. Get their guns to the floor, watch this man pop so they can get their grubs to the stinking board. We had to warn you. They can say fire, die. Business is on parade. Corporate scam charade. Drugs for us poor, rhythm for us all. To come and buy the rich, promise life in the ditch. Don't be what the policy say, don't be what they do. All they do is fuck you, pat on their pay. Get a gun to the floor, watch man pop so they can get their grubs to the fucking floor. We're here to warn you. They're gonna say fire or die. Business is on parade. Corporate scam charade. Drugs for the poor, the reason for the soul. Coming from the rich, pulling up in the ditch. Yeah.
Expected the round of finger pointing and sing-alongs that that song just garnered in this studio. That was 7 seconds doing Fuck Your America from the Not So Quiet on the Western Front compilation now featuring three songs in this radio show because it's such an amazing comp. And if you don't have it, please seek it out. That is, of course, yes, on Maximum Rock and Roll Records. And before that was Cheetah Chrome and the Motherfuckers doing Life of Punishment from the Peace compilation, which is also another amazing compilation. So seek that one out as well. And, of course, Corrosion of Conformity, COC, doing Minds Are Controlled. And that's from their Eye for an Eye comp. I mean, excuse me, not comp. Got comp on the mind there. That was the full length. And before that was the Dicks, also from the Peace comp, doing Hope You Get Drafted. And, of course, MDC from their first full length, doing Business on Parade. I also wanted to mention, I've been seeing and hearing rumors that Mikey Offender has passed away recently, I believe in the last week. I'm presuming that is true. If so, our hearts go out to him, his friends, and family. That is a bummer. And it should be noted that he actually played bass on quite a few of the tracks on that particular MDC record. So sorry to hear that, and bad news. And but we got to keep the show moving along here. We've got Layla coming up. She's going to play some... Actually, I don't have any idea what your set's going to be today. What is it going to be?
My set is titled DIY, not D-I-O. Paul named it, and it's because all the Portland punks are here because they're going to see the Black Sabbath reunion with Dio on vocals.
Heaven and hell.
Is totally bogus. anyway.
Can I just add, though, actually it's very exciting. I don't really care about Heaven and Hell, but they are playing with Alice Cooper, and that's pretty fucking rad.
they're bringing out all the dinosaurs, and so everyone can just watch the corpses rot live on stage, and it should be a great show. And it's pretty much the reason why I got into punk, you know. So
we can thank them for that, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say that I found the Not So Quiet on the Western Front LP, just the inner sleeve with the record in it, when I was walking around in the Mission when I first moved here. So that record is really fucking rad, and you should totally get it. And anyway, I am playing punk songs about being punk. First, and it's kind of cheesy, but like Paul said, you know, what did you say, Paul?
It's the time of cheese.
It is the time of cheese. So enjoy the... Yeah. Okay, so here we go. This is a little song by a band you may have heard of.
Somebody, if I wanna, God knows you are. The medium was greedy and the outlets were closed. The rats were biting cats again and everyone was not just another sound. They lent ya just another commercial venture. School has left its scars and we work just the same. Nothing ever changes except the things that we blame. It's a negative point of view. And I bet you've got it too. Don't have a nice amount in a London bank account. A pocket full of destiny, a panic-stricken ecstasy. Another generation, a general intimidation. Pushing through the O-level crowd is allowed. It was easy, it was check or die. Apathy and ill, but it's the same everywhere. Neutral into positive is something to share. The light has changed from red, and now it's green instead. Your brain is in a better condition than mine. I heard about your feelings on the old grapevine. You can eat industrial waste if you can stand the taste. Trying to focus the haze or the craze. It was easy, it was cheap, go and do it. I think of telling people that they're capable too. They don't want to believe me and there ain't just a few. All are insecure. And I love telepures. Conscious popping consequences in the latest overweight. That endless rebel loud applause, the audience without a cause. Someone shouts at me and I can't disagree. I don't need my agents, said I got the street inside. I never pass the same way twice, I never take my own advice. If you can understand, go and join a band. All I can say to you is this. It was easy, it was cheap, go and do it.
Band could be your life. Real names be proved. Me and Mike Watt, we played for years. Punk rock changed our lives. We learned punk rock in Hollywood. Drove up from Pedro. Corn dogs. We'd go drink and pogo. Mr. Narrator, this is Bob Dylan to me. My story could be his songs. I'm his soldier child. Our band is Scientist Rock. But I was E. Bloom and Richard Hell, Joe Strummer and John Doe. Me and Mike Watt playing the guitar.
Hey, yeah, the sound of Paul quietly sobbing in a corner as the Minutemen fade into the darkness of the misty San Francisco night. That was the end of my set about being a punk. It was the Minutemen with History Lesson Part 2, which is one of the best songs ever about being a punk. It just, you know, sums up that feeling of hanging out with your friends and being nerds together and discovering things and, you know, it's just a rad song. And then before that was The Desperate Bicycles, which Paul actually thought had been purged from the collection, but it hasn't been. It's The Medium Was Tedium, and it's one of the first true DIY records that came out in England in the 70s, and you know, it was easy, it was cheap, go and do it. So make it happen, kids. Start your own scene. And then before that was Red Cross with Notes and Chords Mean Nothing to Me, which is from the American Youth Report LP, which is an amazing compilation. And that some hardcore dude like made it, let me tape his collection when I was a teenager, and that was one of the things I taped, and it totally shaped my version of punk. And that song is, I just like the title, basically. Notes and Chords Mean Nothing to Me. How punk is that? Then before that was Bikini Kill with Jigsaw Youth, which is just an anthemic lady punk song. And before that was Minor Threat with a little song they wrote called Minor Threat. And a bunch of people who shall go unnamed were talking about how they could have gone and seen Minor Threat, but instead got drunk with their friends, as you do.
And that was me.
Anyway, Paul is now going to read you a poem he wrote about his feelings.
The poem I wrote is about the history of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio after the era of Tim Ruth, Jeff, and Steve Spinelli, Ray Farrell, and Jello. After they got kicked off the air off of the hippie station KPFA, some folks kept it alive as a syndicated radio show at the Maximum Rock and Roll House. Those being Michelle, Radley, Ken, John Vaughn, Paula, Kenny, Alyssa, Last Will, and I was there a little bit helping out. Also, speaking of Radley, we want to thank him because he's the owner of the equipment that we use here. He has given it to us on a permanent loan, and he's a really awesome dude. So, yo, what's up, Radley? Next up is a little interview I did with Dave from MDC in the van outside of the Gilman Street project after they played there a few weeks ago. And I wanted to just do a short interview with him, which is impossible, by the way, as a piece of advice to anybody who wants to do a Dave MDC interview. He'll go on and on and on. But thanks to the magic of technology, I've edited it down to 4 minutes, and let's listen to Dave. I'm talking to Dave Dichter here from MDC for Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. How's it going?
Hey, how are you? This is Dave Dichter.
And since this is for Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, I wonder if you have any memories of the old radio show.
I totally did. I mean, there used to be a sheet that came out. This was 81, and I sent the record to Mickey Creep, actually, and Jello opened up Mickey Creep's mail and shared it with Tim, and they made John Wayne Was a Nazi number one, and Tim Yohannan called me up and just said, you guys are great, what are we going to do to get you out here? That was the first I'd ever heard of him. Yeah. There was no Maximum Rock and Roll, there was Maximum Rock and Roll Radio,
right?
And hooked us up with Biafra, and we did it thanks to Biafra. We also had set up shows for Black Flag, and they hooked us up at the Cuckoo's Nest in L.A., and we played with Flipper at the MAB and the Dead Kennedys at the MAB. And that was our real, you know, we might be rotting down in Texas if it wasn't for that. It was just such a lift up. Uh-huh. And to be recognized. And we came to town and played and then met Maximum Rock and Roll people and decided we're moving here.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the radio show many different times. And it was, you know, we had an argument on the radio even.
What was that about?
Well, it was 86, and, you know, Tim was very much trying to keep punk pure. And, you know, we made $1,000 a gig for 10 shows. And Tim was just telling me it's such a bad example. And I was just telling him, you don't know what it's like to be in a band. I mean, how do you think you buy a van? How do you think you keep gasoline in it? How do you think, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but there's no way we can do this on a full-time basis without earning some money when the opportunity presents itself. And I felt like we weren't earning it unfairly. We were just, you know, we'd go someplace, 500 people would show up. And he was very egalitarian here, you know, and he felt like everyone should have a part-time job and do this kind of on the side, as he did with his magazine. It's a little different when you're a musician. It's not like sitting home doing a zine. And he argued and argued. You know, he was making the greater point because he knew there were going to be bands. He could foresee there were going to be bands like Green Day and, you know, Bad Religion making oodles of money and not really totally different world than their fans. And that was very true.
Tonight you played that song about Tim Yo.
It's a song I wrote in the studio. I was Like, everyone else had gone home, and I'm just there, and I was, like, finishing off some vocals, and I took the guitar out, and I just kind of came up with it. You know, I just put four chords out, and this is a story.
Had you been thinking about writing a song about Tim? Or
no, I hadn't. It was a spontaneous combustion. It was, and it just kind of came out of me. This is a song, you know, for Timmy. And it was a little bit of a heart sick feeling watching where punk kind of went, you know. I know everyone's got to do their own thing, and I don't care that kind of bands signed up on big labels. I just can't stand that they don't look back at their roots, you know. And I wish more bands that kind of made it to major labels and who are swimming in money. And I mentioned some of the band's names in the song, and I don't want to go into that. Some of them are old friends of mine.
Right. But Tim didn't really want to be eulogized.
I heard that. I know Tim, and I can imagine he didn't. But it doesn't mean that you have to listen to him. In my opinion, you know. I'm not eulogizing him. I'm just paying some respect and thanks. Mm-hmm. 10, 11 years after he passed. And just to remember him.
Okay, well, that comes to the end of our Maximum Rock and Roll 30th anniversary of the radio show and 25th anniversary of the magazine special. Thank you to Dave for doing that interview with me, and thanks very, very, very much from the bottom of my heart to Layla, Hal, Rob, and Fred for being here. And it's really hard to volunteer your time here at the magazine, and it's just really great that people have stuck with it.
You're awesome, Paul.
Oh,
you're
nice.
The one that fucking got all this other stuff going.
Oh,
man.
You shut up. Okay.
Yeah,
anyway, we're at MaximumRockAndRoll.com if you want to find out more info about us. That's the end of the show. Thank you for listening, and write to us, please. Radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com.
Bad Religion hanging out with Britney Spears, Pink and Rancid helping each other's careers. Yeah.